The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothing became dazzlingly white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone, but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. About 40 years ago, at the Saginaw Civic Center, on what is basically the ice sheet where hockey is played, Father Kenneth Untner became the Bishop of Saginaw. And in his address to the people that day, his introduction to the people of the diocese, he said, "My name is Ken, and I'm here to be your waiter for a long, long time." Now, for some, that was actually a bit shocking, because the image of a bishop that many grew up with was one of being on a pedestal, one that was seen as someone to be at a distance, whom you wouldn't even deem to go address with conversation unless he addressed you first. Yet here we have our new bishop saying he's here to be our waiter. And the reason why he said that is because he was truly a person who studied the scriptures and understood what God calls us to do. And one of those scriptures that I'm sure would have been on his mind is the one we just heard, the transfiguration on the mountain. Because he took his closest disciples with him, Jesus did, and they went up on this mountain, and the scripture says he was transfigured before them, that they began to get a glimpse of who he truly is. Now, it would take them forever to fully get their minds around who he is, but it would have been an insight into his identity, into his godliness. Yet the same person whom they had devoted their lives to and whom they began to identify as divine, this same person also shared with them that he would give his life for us, that he would empty himself of all his godliness to take on our humanity and to offer his life so that we might live. In other words, God became the servant of all. And in the sense that that voice came saying, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him," that is the very essence of what God wants us to hear as well. That if we truly want to be his disciple, if we truly want to follow where he calls us, then we are called upon to be the servant of all as well. That we take what we've been given, namely all of God's love and mercy and life. And we offer that to one another. In other words, we become Christ's living, breathing, acting presence in the world by sharing what we've been given with one another. This season of Lent is meant to be a time where we renew ourselves to that commitment, where we look to the many ways we have been blessed and graced and strengthened, and decide new and amazing ways that we can share those gifts with one another, where we can be truly each other's waiter, each other's servant. We can be like our God.